Get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. We're talking about gestures. Yesterday, the leading and ideas gestures. Go back and listen to those my suggestion for today. And certainly listen to today's as well. We're talking about gestures because if you act naturally, as you would do when you could see somebody, then do the same kind of actions, do the same kind of gestures, even if you can't see them, when you're stuck in a studio. A radio studio, a podcast studio, whatever it happens to be. You're doing voiceovers or you're presenting a program, whether it be live or pre-recorded, whatever it happens to be. If you act naturally, it'll help you sound natural as well, and thereby you'll get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. So yesterday, leading gestures, showing people what you want them to do, ideas gestures, when you want to help to a little bit of help to express a thought or create an emotion. Today then, verbal gestures, ones which enhance what you're saying or maybe replace what you're thinking. So maybe things like this, moving hands in front of you from one side and then another indicates comparisons. You're kind of saying, well, that was happening over there, that was happening over here. Yeah, that kind of thing. Closed fists being put on top of one another, showing that the stages of something, a structure of the building blocks of an idea, something being built, the construction, an argument, hypothesis, that happens, then this happens, and that happens, and you're building on your overall argument. It's what you do naturally when you can see people, so make sure you build it into your presentation even if you can't. Clicking fingers may suggest something sudden or an idea. When we're trying to remember something, for example. And a clenched fist shows strength of character or emotion, as well as obviously the nodding or the shaking of your head, or, you know, it could indicate disbelief, or you're trying to understand the speaker, holding your head on one side, for example, that kind of thing. If you're explaining something which is a little bit quirky, you may not quite get this, I'm thinking it through myself, what am I doing naturally? I've put my head on one side, I've half closed one eye as well. That's just it's kind of come naturally to me. And then that inquisitiveness is coming out in the voice as well. There's a lot can be seen in the eyes of a speaker or a listener when someone's holding contact, eye contact, or not, or glancing away. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. Remember that story of the local politician I was telling you, who was speaking to me, but as he spoke in a very loud, kind of robust kind of voice, he was closing his eyes as well because he didn't want to be interrupted. He didn't want that eye contact to be made. So that was a show of, I wouldn't say strength, but of misplaced arrogance, I would suggest. So eyes and eye contacts, there's something really, really strong with that. You can kind of see into the soul of someone. What do you do when you fall in love with someone? You look into their eyes, don't you? Yeah. What do you do when you're really furious with someone? You stare them right in the face. You get close. Eyes are kind of an insight. There we go. There's that word, that eyes, an insight into the soul, into that other person. You're trying to understand them. And so they're really important. Squinting, for example, can be a sign of someone trying to understand, or maybe disbelief. Wide eyes, disbelief, surprise, excitement. Winking could be a bit of a in-joke. Know what I mean? Yeah. And smiling will not only convey interest, excitement, happiness, but also helps you relax as you read. I'm not talking about a huge Jim Carrey-like kind of grin, but just a slight upturn of the corners of the mouth. So if you're reading something which is light, which is fun, which is happy, smile for a lighter story. Give maybe a slight lip purse or pout with a frown to show concern. It'll be heard in your voice. And just to sum this up, almost touching the tips of your thumb and forefinger to make a precise point or help enunciate words or hit the beat of a sentence. Think of your voice as an orchestra and you as the conductor, as you're presenting this flow of words and articulation together with your gesticulation. Now, obviously, you don't want to adopt all of these movements. If you do, you'll come over as rather odd, won't you? A little bit manic, a little bit crazy. But consider which ones... This is the crux of it, really, guys. This is the crux of the last couple of days. Consider which gestures you would normally use in everyday conversation and try to employ them in your studio work as well. Because it will look natural, you will feel natural, and you'll sound more natural too. Your gestures are heard in your voice. Don't be a mannequin. Move. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.